News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Now, Fianna Fáil TD Malcolm Byrne has confirmed that he was arrested on suspicion of drink driving last week while travelling to Dublin Airport in the early morning. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, is with us. Sean, what happened?
Morning, Anton. Yeah, so this was last Thursday morning, early in the morning, around 5 a.m, when Deputy Byrne, who was TD for Wicklow Wexford, he had been in Dublin to attend the Dáil the day before. He was travelling to Dublin Airport to fly abroad to speak at a conference and was stopped at a mandatory guarded checkpoint and, as we understand it, failed a breathalyzer at that checkpoint. So he subsequently then opted to have a urine test. He went to Pier Street Garda station in order to have that done. We're still awaiting the results of that to see what it comes back and what it says. But obviously, look, a pretty significant moment for Deputy Byrne, who's the chair of the Oireachtas Artificial Intelligence Committee. He said that he's fully cooperating with Gardaí after the incident. Fianna Fáil have said that they are aware of it, that Deputy Byrne contacted them pretty much straight away after the arrest happened on Thursday, was in touch with the party, and over the weekend spoke to the party leader, Micheál Martin, who in the past has taken a pretty dim view on anything drink driving related, but the matter is now with the Gardaí, that they're awaiting the results of that urine test and they're going to see what it says, but basically before any further comment is made or any just see what that finds and see what comes back from it before they go any further on it.
And as far as I can make out, the suggestion is that he had gone to bed in the hotel, then got up early in the morning to travel to Dublin Airport, and it was at that point that he was stopped. Is that correct?
Yeah, he had basically been up in Dublin for the Dáil the night before, gone to bed early, had stayed in a hotel, and it was quite near the hotel in the city centre where that Garda checkpoint was set up. And so he was travelling to the airport, was breathalyzed, and then failed that breathalyzer and obviously went on to Pier Street Garda station following that.
And obviously the results of that secondary test are still pending, but it is obviously likely that they will follow the results of the breathalyzer test. If that then happens, there is, as if I remember rightly, I think there's a mandatory ban of something to the order of 12 or 18 months. Whatever about the direct punishment for the drink driving conviction, in the modern era, what does a conviction like this, if it does come to pass, do to one's political career?
Yeah, well, look, it does kind of depend on the nature of it, I guess. So the punishments are all graduated. It depends on how much alcohol you have in your system. It depends on what kind of license you have. Obviously, I presume Deputy Byrne has a full license. He's been driving up between Gorey and Dublin long enough. But as you say, it would mean a mandatory ban, usually somewhere in the region of, say, 2 to 4 months. It can go up to several years of a ban if someone is very heavily intoxicated, and also a fine. The maximum punishment, in fact, is up to 6 months in prison, as well as a 5,000 euro fine. And that would be for the likes of repeat offenders or very, very serious first time offenders. And obviously, we don't have any suggestion that this would be in that region yet. It's hard to say. You would certainly think there would be some punishment from the party up. So the only example or comparable example really we have is the incident of Barry Cowan. Not long after he was appointed agriculture minister, he got involved in a controversy over a time that he was stopped coming back from an All-Ireland final at a Garda checkpoint. Now, in that case, there had been suggestions made in public that he had attempted to evade a Gardaí, which is a crime. He strongly denied that, and that was never proven. But he also refused to address the Dáil for a second time. He did one rather long stint in the Dáil, taking questions, batting back and forth. And when he refused to take those questions a second time, Micheál Martin moved and sacked him within, I think, just a matter of days of him first being appointed as agriculture minister for that rocky start the government had in 2020. So, look, it will largely depend on what that urine test comes back and says as to what sort of punishment may or may not be there, both legally, but then also politically. There's the option, of course, Micheál Martin would have to perhaps strip him of his chairmanship of the Oireachtas AI committee. But look, it's a wait and see at this stage. Everyone's just saying, look, we'll see what the facts are before deciding whether they merit any further punishment.
Sean, thank you very much. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk, conversation that counts.